Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. My wife, Dr. Donalyn Curry, brought a message yesterday during the offering, and I felt in my spirit that I need to let this be aired because it has so much truth and real revelation knowledge. So I want you to hear what you're speaking about, and then I picked up the service later on and the Spirit of God began to move. But right now, let's hear what my wife had to say and receive this to your own life. Receive it right now in Jesus' name. Let's join the service.
You don't go around protocol in the business, in the workplace, in any place where there's a policy or a procedure. You stay in your lane. Just because you're anointed doesn't mean you get to go and do whatever you want. You submit yourself to God and humble yourself, and God will raise it up. The idea, the gift, the whatever. Plenty of time for everything in the spirit. God redeems the time, in case you didn't know. He's redeeming it right now. I said he's redeeming times right now that were lost, stolen. Come on, somebody. He's redeeming it. That's what God can do. He stands outside of time and he changes your clock. He shifts your clock. He shifts your clock. Yes. And times are redeemed. Marriages are redeemed. Ministries are redeemed. Your money is redeemed. Your life is redeemed. Yes, in the name of Jesus, your children are redeemed. All of it. All of it. That's what God can do. He's a wonderful, amazing God. His ways and thoughts are not ours. We can't think, we can't fathom the depths of our God. In Genesis, God says, I've given you dominion. Do you know that? Let us make man in our image, verse 1, chapter 126. And let us give mankind, male and female, dominion or domain. Has anybody noticed what all this talk, all this war talk is about? Borders. You have a sphere. You have a boundary. You've been given boundaries and borders that you are supposed to have dominion. God sets you not over everything, over your sphere, over your boundaries. All this war talk, all this is all over what? Boundaries. Borders. Wake up, says the Spirit of God, to the church and be cognizant of boundaries, your boundaries. You don't pray, expand my 10 pegs and not steward it. Not even realize you got it. On your watch, you are responsible for dominion, domain. Number two, you've got this sphere. God only, he gives you dominion, but he also gives you your portion. He gives you your portion. Stop calling for something. It's in you. Activate what God has given you to supply your dominion, your domain, all of it from corner to corner. Amen. You need to begin to see that. And the third thing I want to say is about times and seasons. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Faith begins where the will of God is known. And he tells you how to work your finances. There is no plan B. Give, activate, give, activate your portion. He goes on to call it, he calls it in that scripture, daily bread. Daily bread is activated when you obey God. And guess what happens? He said, thy will be done in earth, just as it is in heaven. Now hear me. There are moments. God has said, I have prepared. He has predestined for you to walk in these moments, these times, these seasons that have been prepared, predestined for you. Hear me, church. When you get into God's will with your money, with your love, with your forgiveness, all these things that you know, you are not a baby church. You're not a baby church. Come on, you're a grown up. You don't just get the milk anymore. You get the meat. You know God's will. Hear me. And when you align yourself, when the planets, have you ever seen they talk about the planets aligning? When the heavens align with earth in your moment, because you obey, you align yourself with the heavenly will of God, the heavens unfold in the earth realm, and your moment turns into momentum. Those moments create momentum if you're stagnate. You better stir it up. You better reach in. If you want to know how we did what we did, he mentioned the hurricane. We've doubled. We're going in. I told my husband, well, I was with the accountant. I looked at the bottom line. It's more than doubled. The double portion. God never prunes back unless he's getting ready to. Say it, Canaan. When God prunes back, what is he doing?
He gets ready to multiply.
Do you understand the double portion? Do you understand when all hell broke loose? Nothing was going right. Nothing was going right. God was pruning back. And we're going into this next school year with double than what we had in the past. Double, double portion, favor. Our boundaries, our 10 pegs have been expanded. Properties, territories, lands. Yes, all of it. Money, students, influence. Yes, all of it. Doubled in the name of Jesus. You want what I got? You got to do what I do. You speak the word. You say, devil, shut up. I'm in God's hands. And you pray the model prayer like Jesus. You call out your portion. You call out your portion. You call out your supply that you've been predestined. You line yourself up with your kairos moments and you get momentum. When heaven aligns with you, that's what worship should all be about, people. When we are aligning ourselves like the planets, it's given as a model, a prototype for us to understand how God operates. And portals open and glory pours in. And you just get it because you're under the spout. You're just in the right place at the right time. If you've got times and seasons, that tells me that you have places to be at the right time, in the right moment. Everything is possible. Obedience in the little things. You will hear your Father in the big decisions. Boundaries and borders increase. Put your hands on your eyes, your spiritual eyes by faith and say, God, clearly reveal my boundaries, my borders, my portion in the name of Jesus. Let me see it, God. Clearly, clearly open the eyes of my heart that I might see in Jesus' name. Now you're going to activate by giving. I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to help you. This is how we do it. Bypass. Bypass. And you just go. And you just give. Because you know he's true. And you just do it by faith. No one asked you to lay your son on the altar today. You just bring your money. It's easy. It's simple. You bypass and you start giving. You start sowing. You start plowing. You step it up. And you don't care what it looks like. And you quote the word, and you get in your kairos, and you line yourself up. You realign in this day when you've been disobedient. You take communion. You judge yourself, and you realign this day. Jamie's birthday. It's a new season this day in Jesus' mighty name. Let Canaan minister to your hearts as you ask God to reveal all of it to you. Your portion, you may give, you may go, your daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread, it's all you get. God's training you different. Oh, but I wish I could see, I wish I knew. He said, I am your portion. I am your exceeding great reward. You keep your eyes on me and no other, and no other. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. I can do all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, worry is just a sign that you're not in faith. Shift that. Help me with my unbelief. When they brought the one to Jesus, he said, Lord, I know you can do it. He said, but help me with my unbelief. If you're in worry, then you need to say that prayer. God, I know you. I know you're able, but help me with my unbelief. Because worry is a manifestation that I don't truly believe you all the way in this area. I don't worry about everything, but the things that I do worry, I say, God, please, you know me. You know I want to believe. It's hard, God. I'm asking you to help me with my unbelief. and I rise up and I quote the word and speak the word. And anything I've said opposite, I let it can't be canceled out. Let it fall to the wayside. No crop in the name of Jesus. Speak words of truth. Boldly, we come into the throne room of grace and we get something. Don't just stop at the altar. You better receive help and grace and mercy for you in your time of need. Lay hold. Receive it. Right now, your Father loves you. Everything's going to be all right. Do you hear me? It's all coming into alignment. All of it. In the name of Jesus, if you release faith over it, say, shout a big amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Pastor Jerry, coming up, stand to your feet as we welcome our senior pastor, Dr. Gerard Curry.
Praise God.
Good morning, sir. Doesn't
Praise
he look good? We got a great looking pastor.
Praise God. Wow, I feel like we've already had church. My wife is anointed. And I've told her she's going to get a lot more involved in our services. She's with the children right now, but she's got the prophetic and she flows in that. And we need that. I don't know if you know, we need the prophetic. And there were prophetic declarations and words spoken prophetically this morning that you need to grab a hold of and hang on to that. You know, I am here in America because, well, not because of, but it was confirmed by prophets in South Africa years before I came. People spoke over my life and said, thus saith the Lord, you're going to be doing X, Y, and Z. And I didn't even see it at that stage, but I clung to what God was saying. And I'm telling you, I'm doing exactly what was prophesied years and years ago. You've got to, when you get a prophetic declaration, a prophetic word, you need to grab that word and take it. Don't take it lightly. You see, what you've got to remember about this church that you're in right now, Christ Family Church, we are a word and spirit church. We're a word of faith and we're a word of spirit church. We allow the spirit to be the spirit and to do what the spirit does. Because if it wasn't for the spirit, you wouldn't be saved. Amen. And so you need the Holy Spirit. We're a word and spirit church. And we believe in the fivefold ministry. We believe in the apostle. I'm a sent one from South Africa. And people that go on missionary trips and things like that can be in the apostolic and a starter. An apostle starts things. Businesses and churches and schools and stuff like that and travels and helps and make oversees them. So you get the apostle, you get the prophet, you get the evangelist, you get the pastor and the teacher. God gave those to the body of Christ so that we could all be trained and come up in the way we need to come up. You see, my function, in standing in my office as pastor right here now, is to equip you, the saints, for the edifying of the body of Christ and the equipping of the body of Christ to be able to step out in your call and what you've been called to do. And that doesn't mean you have to be in ministry. A lot of people think, well, I'm not in the ministry, so I'm not called. No, you are called. You're called as a mother. You're called as a father. You're called as a friend. You're called to advance the kingdom of God. You're called to do the job that only you can do.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I know that the Lord can touch you through the airwaves, through the telephone, through the TV. God can touch you anyway because I've seen God do it. I've seen miracle signs and wonders. God, all things are possible with Him. If you need a healing or you know somebody that needs a healing, why don't you join us every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. We host Healing School in the Tradition Town Hall. We see miracle signs and wonders. We see people learning about healing and taking it out and teaching and helping others and praying for others. And we see God move and we see people healed from all kinds of ailments. There is no charge and it's a very casual atmosphere, but the presence of God is powerful. All are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce